Blog Talk Radio.
What's happening?
Science isn't about facts. It's about what we want you to believe.
Somebody kill me!
Of Life Radio, where, you know, we have a lot of respect for science, but we also realize that there are some things that are just not rocket science. And I, of course, am talking about things like personal liberty, personal responsibility, and personal accountability. I am, as always, your host, the Chief, coming to you on a beautiful spring day in the vicinity of Portland, Oregon. Well, yesterday was Memorial Day, getting toward late spring. It's now the, Memorial Day is usually considered the unofficial start of the summer season. Things normally would be going on, graduation season. Of course, things are a little bit different this year because, since nobody's going to school and nobody's allowed to congregate, graduation is different. I look around my neighborhood and I see the kind of virtual graduations because several of the houses have pictures of the kids out in front, little lawn signs. And yeah, this is the graduate. You can't watch them graduate because, stuff. In fact, a couple weeks ago, I guess it was, I attended a graduation, sort of. My oldest niece's oldest son graduated from Emory University, a very prestigious university in Atlanta. And, graduation was different. I did not go to Atlanta. In fact, I sat right in the same chair where I am now because my niece and her son were not in Atlanta either. They did a kind of a Zoom graduation. So, I was there and my sister and my brother were there and their kids. Family was kind of there, a few odds and ends of other people. And then the graduate was paraded out in front of the camera wearing a cap and gown and, pretty sad, but I guess that's the way things are this year. And, but it is springtime, late spring. And I don't know, does anybody besides me ever find that you get, spring fever? Just kind of maybe it gets warm, just slow down from winter. I've always had this time of year a lot of problems with my ambition. And, of course, these days I have no real reason to be ambitious about much of anything anyway. But it was at the point where, as recently as 4 hours ago, I wasn't sure I was even going to do this show. Because I didn't even have my notes written. I normally try to start writing them on Sunday night and finish them Monday night. So, you know, by the time I'm, you know, get up on Tuesday morning and get ready to, I've got pretty much everything put together. But this, I just couldn't get any ambition to even get my notes together. But I did have some things I want to say, because even though I'm only on here for a few minutes every week, I normally just start thinking almost as soon as I get done with my show about what I might want to talk about next week. And I see things and I just think are worth mentioning. So even though my notes are a little bit sketchy and put together, my ideas have been floating around for, you know, in my head for quite a few days. And so I'll just try to see if I can maintain some degree of coherence for the next 24 minutes. Not going so well so far, I don't think. But okay. I wanted to talk about science. Here's the thing. We all want to believe, you know, we all believe science. We want to believe science. We want to have faith in what science tells us. I mean, let's face it, nobody really wants to be called a science denier. But sometimes you wonder, because what exactly does the science even say? These days, nobody knows. It just seems to change from day to day. And this whole coronavirus thing is really bringing that into focus. Because, you know, a few months ago, this was some deadly disease that was going to, you know, kill everything it got within 3 miles of. It's going to wipe out half the planet or something like that. Science, don't you know? It's a global pandemic. Right up there with the Black Death of the Middle Ages. Except, no. It looks like this disease has a 99.9% survival rate. Almost everyone that dies from it is pretty old, had some other problems. In fact, just a few minutes ago, one of my Facebook friends posted from one of his friends whose father-in-law or mother-in-law, somebody like that, recently passed away because of some long problems that had been going on. It just got to the point where the decedent had given up. Just didn't want to do it anymore. Started to refuse treatment, accepted the situation, and, you know, before too long passed away. Well, the death certificate read COVID-19. Don't know if this person even had it, but it was clearly not the cause of death. This person was basically dying before we'd ever heard of it. Just took a few months. But okay. Nonetheless, how deadly is the disease? The science doesn't know. And then there's the whole issue of masks. Masks will protect us. No, the science says masks won't protect us, but maybe they'll protect people around us if we have it, or maybe not. We have to be 6 feet apart, 5.5 feet, that's too close, 6.5 feet, you're perfectly safe. Is this what the science is telling us? No. What is the science telling us? Well, that depends on how you want to define science. Because you see, activists, the people that like to call anyone who disagrees with them science deniers, along with all kinds of other nasty names, they want us to believe science is whatever benefits their cause. See, all you got to do, break out some guy, you know, white lab coat, maybe horn-rimmed glasses, pocket protector with all the multicolored felt pens. Yeah, this guy must know what he's talking about because he looks like a scientist. So, whatever he tells us, we have to believe. No, in actuality, real science has no agenda. But pseudoscience, it's all about an agenda. Now, what got me to thinking about this is a few days ago, I saw an article in PJ Media written by Rabbi Michael Barclay. And he just made some really interesting points that maybe I'd thought about a little bit, but he said it really well because he was looking at the history and patterns of, you know, as they say, oh, what was the guy at the name here? George Santayana said, those who do not remember the past are condemned to repeat it. So he was looking at the history, and he's getting scared. Not scared of the coronavirus or earthquakes or crime or anything like that. He was starting to get scared of science. Now, the reason he thought about this was, as a rabbi, he's eminently familiar with the history of the Holocaust, and he remembers, he's not old enough to remember, but I've seen, I'll get into that in a bit, but how science is used to push an agenda, or what people say is science is used to push an agenda. We're not talking about the scientific method, you know, hypothesis, proof, conclusion, all that stuff. Well, this was the questionable science, and, you know, what we're seeing, you know, just what they want us to believe to push their agenda. You know, the World Health Organization says one, you know, fat masks aren't necessary, then they're, but it all depends on the agenda. And there's some examples from history. Scientific racism. I mean, Rabbi puts a few examples here. Guy from the late 18th, early 19th century named Christopher Menes said, science has demonstrated without doubt that Negroes feel less pain than others and are without emotion. Yeah, this was science. And since they felt less pain and were without emotion, they could be slaves, right? Science said slavery is okay back in the day. In 1912, a guy by the name of Henry Goddard scientifically tested immigrants at Ellis Island and determined that 87% of Russians, 63% of Jews, 80% of Hungarians, and 79% of Italians were feeble-minded and had a mental age of less than 12. This was scientific proof, and that was used to implement policy as far as like the Immigration Act of 1924. And then, of course, what I remember hearing about and what the rabbi, I think, was really thinking about was the 20th century demonstrated the dangers of letting science determine public policy if the science wasn't really science. Because in the early 1930s, German scientists had proven without doubt that there were different classes of humans, that the pure Aryan race was scientifically proven to be superior to all others, and that other categories like Jews were subhuman. See? This is what the science back then was telling us. But of course, it wasn't science. It was some guy who looked like a scientist making a proclamation about an agenda. And in Germany, in 1935, they had the Nuremberg Laws, which codified these beliefs. And yes, now the Jews have to wear a yellow Star of David and all that. So moving forward to the present day, we have science telling us, well, I don't know, we have to isolate, we have to do wear masks, do all these things, and we have to keep our businesses, our society shut down. Is this really about science, or is it about an agenda? Because we all know that the science of just 3 months ago has been debunked. But it was there long enough to get us thinking about what the agenda is. And it's back like, you know, a few decades back, I was watching TV and I saw this propaganda film from Nazi Germany about what the science was saying. And here's what the film showed. It had like two bugs, like a Goliath beetle and some other kind of beetle, and they were fighting, and the one killed the other, and somehow they managed to make the scientific conclusion from this that Aryans were superior to Jews, and yeah, that's science. Not. What we're seeing these days, we're seeing these people talking about science. All the scientists are put out in front of the cameras. We have to listen to them. And what's the agenda? What do they want us to believe from this science? Well, the Democrats definitely have an agenda. And what they seem to be accomplishing a lot of it with this science, they're getting people more and more dependent on government. The phrase new normal is starting to become commonplace parlance. and they're trying to condition us, I think maybe just to see how far we'll go. And maybe the big thing, of course, with the election coming up in what is about 5 months now, they are very much pushing vote by mail. Some people want to vote online. Now, of course, here in Oregon, we've had vote by mail forever. But maybe back then, it was sort of a convenience, seemed like a good idea. But now the same people that are pushing it seem to be pushing ways to abuse the system. Things like ballot harvesting, you know, losing ballots, phony ballots, reading that people, I don't know how big a problem this is, but it is a problem. Whether it swayed any elections or not, we don't know, but people, what the leftists are telling us is, well, the scientists are saying that people have to stay home, but we still have to have an election, so we have to stay home and have an election, so we have to vote by mail. The leftists seem to think this is totally obvious, even though poll after poll after poll has shown that the vast majority of Americans of all races think that we should have voter ID. Kind of hard to show your ID if you don't even show up. I mean, at the point of all you verify a signature if somebody bothers. You got to, seriously, who is going to really expect that there's going to be somebody going over every signature and cross-checking every ballot? No, that ain't going to happen. But the leftists are using science as an excuse to give the people something that they don't want, but the leftists do want. See, if you can't win an election honestly, all you got to do is say science demands it. And just to give a little more help on maybe the election, I was just reading, former Obama economist was saying, it looks like once we open the economy fully, we get to phase one through, the economy is going to rebound very sharply. Call it a V kind of rebound, where not sort of a shallow U where it sort of slumps down and then eases back up. No, it's sort of crashed in a very steep line, but it will probably come back up in an equally steep line. And if that happens, like, you know, in the middle of summer, that really starts to happen, bad news for the Democrats. So science demands that we keep the lockdown in place for a while, because after all, it doesn't matter what the science says, the agenda says we have to slow down the economic recovery just to keep things going, until after the election, or to keep things not going until after the election. In fact, I mean, a lot of the things I've been seeing lately are the memes that say November 3rd, or Election Day is the day that the virus, coronavirus, will officially be over in the lockdown. Doesn't matter anymore. It's all over. The day after the election. Because it's not about the science. It's about the agenda. And the weird thing about all this is there's nothing new about any of this. It's been going on for a long time, years. I mean, look at the climate science. Yeah, they said it was settled science. Just like it was settled science in the 70s that we were going into an ice age. Settled science 10 years ago that global warming was going to flood us, you know, wipe Florida off the map. Settled science as well. Climate change is a thing. Man-made climate change is a thing. Climate change is a thing. That is settled science. It's been changing since long before there were any humans on Earth. I assume it will continue to change long after all of us have been, joined the other 99% of earthly species in extinction. But we have to change our behavior because science tells us. And don't even let me get started, since I've only got a couple minutes left. Don't even let me get started about the science of gender fluidity. Yeah, somebody with some kind of a PhD in psychology, listen to what somebody said, what somebody believed. When somebody believes things, well, it must be true. No matter what the actual science of biology says, what kind of X and Y chromosomes you have or don't have, no. The psychologists say, whatever you believe, that's what the science says. And, of course, we know that's nonsense, but the agenda is to condition us, well, as Big Brother says at the start of every show, condition us to believe something that we know isn't true, but we just have to believe it. Yeah. Science is great. Pseudoscience, not so much. And, well, I'm running short of time, and I actually had something else I wanted to talk about, but I rambled on forever. So, there it is. I think I'll just end up with a little bit from Eddie Walker Jr., former Navy chief, former shipmate of mine, even though I didn't know him when we were on the same ship together because it was an aircraft carrier, but there it is. A little Navy song, Betty Walker Jr.
Sailing out on the sea, make a sailor so lonely. Wonder.